Blackstone Audio presents The Buried Book, The Loss and Rediscovery of the Great Epic of Gilgamesh by David Damrosch. Gilgamesh is stupendous. I consider it to be the greatest thing that can happen to a person. Rainer Maria Rilke, 1916. Hopes, long cherished, were now to be realized or were to end in disappointment. Visions of palaces underground, of gigantic monsters, of sculpted figures and endless inscriptions floated before me. After forming plan after plan for removing the earth and extricating these treasures, I fancied myself wandering in a maze of chambers from which I could find no outlet. Austin Henry Laird, Nineveh and Its Remains, 1849. He came a far road, was weary, found peace, and set all his labors on a tablet of stone. See the cedar tablet box release its clasp of bronze, lift the lid of its secret, take out the tablet of lapis lazuli, and read the struggles of Gilgamesh and all that he endured. The Epic of Gilgamesh. Introduction. When Histories Collide. Early in April of 1840, a young British traveler arrived in the dusty provincial capital of Mosul, in what is now northern Iraq. Restless, ambitious, and completely unsure of what he should do with his life, Austin Henry Laird had just spent several months wandering around Greece, Turkey, and the Levant, admiring the monumental ruins left by the Greeks and Romans throughout the eastern Mediterranean. Now he was venturing into unsettled regions rarely visited by European travelers, for it was said that uncharted sites around Mosul held imposing remains of Nineveh and other ancient Assyrian cities. The reports Laird had heard were both true and false. The sites were there, yet when